they like bring cupcakes
for
you.
Are you just four?
Yeah.
Or no, you turn like 1 year every 4 years when you're older.
Yeah, exactly. So how old, like, let's say your birthday isn't like, I don't even know how old you'd be now.
If
I'm not even going to do the math.
Like, you've been alive for 16 years, it's your fourth birthday.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. Okay, anyways. Thank you guys for listening to the show today. I hope you enjoyed. Yeah. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye.
Still beating, as long as she's next to me. As long as this love's still fleeting. Thank you. felt this way in such a long time, I do believe. That I like her.
Son of a gun.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day, slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day at the office where the papers grow. She takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. It's just another day.
Good morning, or good afternoon, I guess. It is noon. This is Kim. I apologize in advance for my crackly voice. I went to a concert last night and, you know, we got crazy. But welcome to Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Free from a Radio. Today we kind of have a small crew today. We lost Alec, he's sick. So we have Chloe in Studio A. Thank you, Chloe. Constantine isn't here, sadly. Amelia's grinding on some homework, so it's just me and Daniel right now in Studio B. But we have a very, very special guest, Milo, if you want to say hello.
What's up?
Here to play some great tunes. So, yeah, I don't have much else to say. If you want to introduce your first song and get into it, go ahead.
Yeah. So, I heard that a lot of people come here and play originals. I got this gig like 3 or 4 days ago, so I'm just gonna play some other people's songs. But hopefully, I play them in a way that you enjoy. This is "Who Do You Think I Was" by the John Mayer Trio.
Who did you think I was?
I texted my dad before this when I was listening to the sound check. I was like, "Dad, you're gonna love this." And I see the Dead & Co. shirt. It all makes sense. It all makes sense. That was awesome. What do you have next?
I'll do a Dead. Speaking of the Dead & Co., I'll do a little Dead & Co. Or I'll do a little Grateful Dead.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good. Go ahead.
Yeah. Change up my tone a little bit here.
There's nothing. nothing you can say, nothing there that you need to add or do. They love each other. Lord, you can see that it's true. Oh, Lord, you can see that it's true. Lord, you can see that it's true. Nothing they explain is like a diesel train. You better not be there when it rolls over. When that train rolls in, you wonder where it's been. You gotta try and see just a little bit further. They love each other. Lord, you can see that it's true. Lord, you can see that it's true. Lord, you can see that it's true. Lord, you can see. It's true.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So amazing. This is great for like these morning vibes, I feel like. Kind of like gloomy, chill. It's really working with the weather today. Okay, what else you got?
The impromptu-ness of this is
so it makes it more
fun. No, it's good. It's good. It's great. But it's just me, you know, scrolling through my app on this end, just looking at what I do have. I'll do another Mayer song.
Nice.
It's called Something Like Olivia. Yeah. Great. Let me get all toned up real quick though. You know what? I'll switch to acoustic for this actually. We'll see how it goes. You guys here all right?
Yes, we can. We're good.
Sweet. Awesome. All right.
Thank you. happiness can be found from time to time. Well, Olivia's taken, but a look like hers, I'm thinking something like Olivia, what I need to find. There's only one man in this world who gets to sleep with her by his side. By his side, I'm thinking maybe something like Olivia could keep me through the
something like that.
Yeah, that was fire. I was rocking with it. That was super cool. Yeah, I think we're gonna do two more songs and then we'll do a little interview moment.
Okay.
Yeah, so whatever you got, man.
All right. Since I'm already on acoustic, I'll stick here.
Yeah, for sure. I love it. Let's do it.
By Billy Joel. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Hey. Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. A day. But you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. Before you even get halfway through, ooh, and will you realize Vienna waits for you? Well, slow down, you're doing fine. Can't be everything you want to be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but
but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you can see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right. You're right. You got your passion, you got your pride. Don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you crazy child. Take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's alright, you can afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. It's alright. Why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
Yeah, awesome. That was cool. It was cool hearing the little, like, piano riff on the guitar. That was rad.
Yeah. That one, I worked out the chords for that one, in a, like, jazzier guitar sense.
Yeah, I really like the way you're adapting the stuff for, especially, like, the acoustic. And the acoustic with the, internal mic sounds really nice, too.
Sweet, one more?
Yeah, one more, and then we'll hop into a little, right, little interview moment. So go for it.
This is a Clapton cover of a song called Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. And I'm going to be rocking on his version, I think.
Once I lived the life of a millionaire, spent all my money, didn't have a care, took all my friends out for a mighty good time, bought bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. Then I began to fall so low, lost all my good friends, had nowhere to go. If I get my hands on a dollar again, I'll hang on to it, to that old Eagle Graham's car. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. In your pocket, your long lost friend. I said it's strange, without any doubt. Nobody knows you when you're down and when you're down and out. In your pocket,
penny. And as for friends, well, you ain't got many. When you get back up on your feet again, everybody wants to be your long lost friend. And I said it's strange without any doubt. Nobody knows you. Nobody knows you. Down and now.
Ooh, awesome. Very, very good. Okay, Chloe, we are going to do a little PSA, and then we are going to do a little interview hosted by Daniel for the first time. Very exciting. So, yeah, Chloe, you can switch us and do a PSA, and then we'll be back.
Hello, here I am for the PSA. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net, a public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you, Chloe. What a great PSA. Okay, I'm swinging the mic over to Daniel. This is your big moment.
All right, yeah. So I am usually doing sound for us, and sometimes I will be in the studio doing music. But yeah, I'm on the mic this time. So Milo, question number one. When did you start playing guitar?
Yeah, I definitely had the guitar in my hands since I was like 9 or 10, but playing is a different thing, you know. I started playing like seriously 3 or 4 years ago, I'd say, you know, trying to make my songs sound good and mm-hmm. and doing stuff that's not just open chords and three chord songs.
Yeah, those are fun too.
They're great, man. No, they have a place for sure. That's no shame on them, man. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I haven't performed too much mm-hmm. on guitar in the past few years. So this is great, man. Stakes, things that matter. All the failures are successes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, all that.
It's great.
Did you have a teacher, or are you self-taught? You said like 3-4 years ago you started taking it seriously.
Yeah, so I do have a teacher, but you know, in the past few years, I've seen him less and less and less.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I saw him one time this summer, and it's cool because now it's kind of just a nice, chill little jam session when I'm with him,
yeah.
And a lot less of those mechanical skills being taught.
Yeah, it's great. You get to a point where it's kind of like more so just like sharing musicianship
yeah.
rather
than
teaching.
I mean, he's always got something to teach me because he's amazing, but,
sure.
You know.
And I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyways for the listeners. Do you write any originals?
I do write originals,
yeah.
But I believe pretty extensively in the 10,000-hour rule and the 10,000-hour theory. So, and also if I'm going to do an original, I definitely would have wanted just a bit more prep time for that. I'm okay fucking up someone else's song, but I feel like I owe it to my own for them to be pretty perfect.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out Malcolm Gladwell for 10,000 hours.
That's right. That's right.
yeah, so we've done a lot of Dead. We've done some Mayer. So, I mean, obviously, it seems like those guys are a pretty big influence. But any other inspirations you want us to know about?
I mean, yeah, like all the blues greats.
Yeah.
You know, I love blues. It's why I love Mayer. Anyone who says that he's anyone who says that he's not as good a guitar player as his fans claim he is lying to themselves. But obviously, you know, his influences, Stevie, B.B. King, Albert King, all those guys. And in terms of songwriting, you know, I kind of think of the musicality and the songwriting as two different beasts that can really work well together. So yeah, I mean, songwriting heroes are, you know, a lot of folk for me. Dylan, Simon and Garfunkel. Dylan has a great quote where he says, you know, if you want to write songs, do what's worked for the past 150 years and study folk. And that was 50 years ago. So by now it's 200. I try my best to listen to a ton of pop too. You know, as much as I'm a Mayer fan, I've listened through all the Taylor Swift's albums. I listened to that Olivia Rodrigo album the first day it came out. And I try to have open ears and not hate music. You know, music's either for me or it's not for me.
That's so real. I think the point about songwriting, like, you know, it's like, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. I think that's super important when you're writing stuff, to know, like, you just, like, do your own take on, you know, what works. There's nothing wrong with what we've heard, and you bring your own spin to it.
And about, you know, I love that. I love. I mean, my favorite part about music is making the song your own. Mm. You know, so when I play some of these songs, I've tried to modify them a little bit. Make it mine, add a solo, something like that, you know?
Yeah, word. All right, so one last question so we can get you back on your set. We got a Taylor in the house. What kind of... I have a 114 CE, and I think that's a different model. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's a 214 CE.
Oh, okay, you just had to do me like that, huh?
You, you know?
Okay.
No, this is like, I love this guitar. This guitar I got...
The Taylors play so well.
So well, right before college.
Yeah.
And then the electric's just a little, you know, bullet strat. It was like my first like guitar ever, but I love it. The, you know, used shitter 150 bullet strat that I'm going to play for the rest of my life, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you take care of it. There's
no
reason why you won't
be able
to. Yeah. All right. That sounds great, man. Let's do some more music so we can finish your set off. What you got next?
I'll stay on brand right now. I'll do a little, little more Dead, and then I'll switch it up.
Word, let's do
it. Yeah, it's a song called "Friend of the Devil." Mm-hmm. I think it works pretty nicely on acoustic. Hold up.
Up in the hills, I set out a running, but I take my time. Oh, a friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep. Oh, tonight. I ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. Took my $20 bill and it vanished in the air. I set out a running, but I take my time. Oh, a friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, oh, I just might get some sleep. Oh, tonight.
tonight. Got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. The first one's named Sweet Anne Marie, she's my heart's delight. Second one is Prison Babe, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, oh, I will spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, babe, and a one in Cherokee. The first one says she got my child, but he don't look like me. I set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, oh, I just might get some sleep. Oh, tonight. Got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. First one's named Sweet Anne Marie, oh, and she's my heart's delight. The second one is Prison Babe, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, oh, I will spend my life in jail. Well, I got a wife in a Chino, babe, and a one in Cherokee. The first one says she got my child, no, but he don't look like me. I set out a running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. Oh, if I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight.
Yeah, awesome. That was really rad. That was a great one. Super cool. What are you thinking next?
Next I'll do I'll do some Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a song called Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
Banger.
That's right.
Love it. Let's go.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. Well, I know it's been coming on for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. And I know, shining down like a water dove. I wanna know, where have you ever seen the rain? I wanna know, have you ever seen the rain coming down on a sunny day? Where have you ever seen the rain?
Great, yeah. So I think we got time for one more. You got anything, last song you're feeling?
Yeah, for sure. Let's definitely do one more. Let me tune up real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
I feel like... No, you know what? We were talking about this one. You saw it on my screen, so I'll rip this. All
right, great.
Here's Welcome to Paradise by Green Day.
on acoustic.
That's right. That's right.
All
right,
I'm excited.
Dear mother, can you hear me whining? It's been 3 whole weeks since I have left your home. This sudden fear has left me trembling, 'cause now it seems that I am well here on my own.
Bro just did Welcome to Paradise in minor, which was crazy. I didn't know you could do that. That was cool. That was a cool little mode shift. That's a great take on the song. I'm going to let Kim close it out because I don't actually know what we're supposed to say. So she's going to do the identification stuff.
Hey, I'm back. That was an amazing set, Milo. It was so nice to meet you. So nice to hear your music. That was really enjoyable.
I've been working on my Wanderers in Space assignment in the other room, listening to you fondly and smiling. You sound so awesome. I loved the bluesy kind of like funky groove you had going, man. Good job.
So yeah, thank you again. And then Next, we're going to do a little switcheroo, and we have Jasol back in the studio. A huge, huge fan favorite from last year. So it's going to be a very exciting set. So yeah, thanks again, Chloe. You can switch us and play some tunes while we get ready. Peace.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you. I'll kiss you on the brain in the shadow of the train. Kiss you all starry-eyed, my body swinging from side to side. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
here is the church and here is the steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you. Pebbles, forgive me. The trees, forgive me. So why can't you forgive me? I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
I will find my niche in your car with my MP3, DVD, rumble pack guitar. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but up, up, down, down, left, right, be a start. Just because we use cheats doesn't mean we're not smart. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
You are always trying to keep it real. I'm in love with how you feel. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
we both have shiny happy fits of rage. You want more fans, I want more stage. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else